Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gonzalo Marquez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Reggie Cleveland. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Rudolph and he is safe. Sizemore steals second. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver strikes out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Cleveland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore strikes out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 0 for 1 in the game. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marquez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marquez scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bert Hooton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooton bunts towards the mound. Cleveland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Sizemore covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Cleveland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland is 0 for 1 in the game. Cleveland bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Tyson moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marquez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sizemore for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cruz moves to third. Wrights moves to second. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyson is walked intentionally. Reggie Cleveland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland is 0-for-1 in the game. Cleveland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 0-for-2 in the game. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to second. Mike Paul now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Ken Rudolph. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Mike Paul. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.